Good evening. My name is Mary, and I am calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Kern County. Let me ask, are you registered to vote in Kern County?
I'll tell you what, can you say that whole thing all over again, because you're a fast talker and I'm a slow listener?
No worries, sir. My name is Mary, and I am calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Kern County. I do want to know, are you registered to vote in Kern County?
Difficult as it is, I am registered.
Thank you. Let me ask, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the election for president, U.S. Congress, county supervisor, and other offices on November 5th? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or don't you think you will vote?
Most likely I'll be doing early voting.
Is that a probably or 50-50?
Definitely.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Now, thinking about past elections in Kern County for local offices like County Board of Supervisors, do you always vote? Do you vote most of the time, only vote some of the time, or do you not vote in those races?
I vote for all of them whenever the opportunity arises.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Kern County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Well, we end up with a couple of lousy congressmen here, and so it's always been very difficult. It's always been on the wrong track.
Thank you for your opinion, sir. Now, I'm going to read you.
Hold it. You don't have to call me sir. I'm not a Republican.
Thank you.
My name is Ralph. If you have any questions, you refer to me as Ralph, not as sir.
Thank you, Ralph. Now, I'm just going to read to you the names of public figures, and I would like to rate your feelings toward each of them as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. The first one, Donald Trump. Do you have
I will be glad whenever he's sitting in prison. So unfavorable.
Is that a very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
What did I say? I'll be happy when he's sitting in prison, and that means unfavorable.
Thank you. Kim Salas.
Kim who?
Kim Salas. Kim, K-I-M, Salas.
I think I've heard of her, so I'll just say I'm neutral.
Thank you. Gavin Newsom.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Leticia Perez.
Yeah, somewhat favorable.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
Oh, very favorable.
Thank you very much. And will you say Leticia Perez is doing an excellent, good, just fair or poor job as county supervisor?
She does a damn good job, but could be better.
Okay, thank you. Overall, do you think county supervisor Leticia Perez deserves to be reelected, or do you think that someone new should be given a chance?
Reelected.
Thank you. If the election for president were held today, for whom will you vote, Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris and Wells. Very good people.
Thank you for your opinion. And if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates in your district were Kim Salas, Assembly Member District Director, and Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, for whom will you vote, Kim Salas or Leticia Perez?
Well, Leticia Perez has got some experience, so I'll be voting for her.
Thank you very much. And how certain are you that you will vote for Leticia Perez County Supervisor? Are you very, somewhat, or not certain at all?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. I want you to please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for County Supervisor. I'm going to read a list. So, climate change, roads and traffic, homelessness, jobs and economy, county taxes, housing costs, or crime?
Number one is crime, and all the other ones are very important. So I don't know. Let's say, is there such thing as me saying all of them are very important?
Well, the most important to you, you said it's crime. So that would
crime.
Be like number one. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Now, let me read to you a series of statements about Kim Salas. For each, please tell me whether it's a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support her for County Supervisor. First statement. Streets and roads in Kern County are in bad shape. Salas will work to make sure that the potholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, streetlights work, and the trash and graffiti are cleaned up. Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little, or not at all?
Somewhat,
thank you. Now, Salas will fight for real solutions to the homelessness crisis. She wants better mental health care and addiction services, more transitional housing, and improved job training programs.
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. Next statement. Salas will work to make county government more responsive to taxpayers. She says East Bakersfield has been neglected for too long, and the new leadership is needed to improve county services, like trash pickup, road repair, and parks recreation.
Very likely.
Okay. We just have two more statements, okay? Now,
okay.
Salas has her top priorities to fight crime by making sure the law enforcement agencies have the staffing and resources they need to keep our neighborhoods safe.
Very important.
Okay. And last statement, Salas wants the county to do more to prevent drug addiction and stop fentanyl use. She'll work for more education and better community services to stop drug use before it actually starts. Is that very, somewhat, a little convincing, or not at all convincing?
A little.
Okay. Thank you very much. And after hearing more information, if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, and Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, for whom will you vote, Kim Salas or Leticia Perez?
Most likely Leticia.
Thank you very much. Now I'm just going to read to you a series of statements about Leticia Perez. For each one, please tell me whether that statement, if accurate, raises a very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts in your mind about voting for her for County Supervisor. So first statement, as County Supervisor, Perez has got funding for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen and Kern County has the highest homicide rate in all of California. Does that give you very serious doubts? Serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts?
Serious doubts.
Serious?
Yeah, serious doubts. You
okay.
know, they haven't done that much for quelling crime here. By the way, I have other things I have to do, and I'm sorry to be rude to you, but I have to get back to my job. So bye-bye, and thank you very much for calling.
Oh, we're almost done, sir. We just have two more statements, and we're almost done. It's going to be less than 5 minutes.
Excuse me. When you say almost, do you mean almost, or are you just trying to shine me on?
No, I do mean almost. We are 80% of this rabbit.
I'll hold on for about another two more minutes.
Thank you. So Press pled guilty to a conflict of interest indictment involving her voting record as a county supervisor. She paid a $30,000 fine, and she was sentenced to a 100 hours of community service for her offense. Does that give you very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts?
Somewhat doubtful.
Okay. Is that minor doubts?
Yeah, minor doubts. You know, okay. What's one crook after another?
Yeah. Last statement. Perez does not show up for work. In her last two terms, she missed more board meetings than all other supervisors combined. In the last year alone, she missed 40% of board meetings.
So then why in the hell am I going to be electing her if she can't show up at her job?
Does that give you very serious doubts? Serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts?
Serious doubts.
Thank you for your opinion. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
I'm an independent.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican Party or the Democratic Party?
Democratic Party.
Thank you very much. And thinking in political terms, will you say that you are a liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I'm an open-minded person, and you can take that for whatever it means. I don't know. Whatever you want to check on that, I'm open-minded.
Is that like a very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Yeah, I'm about as liberal as you can be.
Okay. Thank you. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a partial JD, which means I went to law school. I have my bachelor's, and I also have part of a master's. And I run my own business.
Thank you. And almost on, in what year were you born?
1944. What year were you born?
I was born in 1999.
you're still younger.
A little bit. And are you or anyone in your household?
And you know that if you were 6 weeks older and I was 6 weeks younger, we'd be an item.
Oh, yeah. Now, let me ask, are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino origin?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much. And do you consider yourself to be white, African, American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander?
I decline to answer that question.
Okay, thank you very much. And just finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, you said that your first name is Ralph, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so this concludes our survey, sir. Again, thank you very much for your
time. Oh, don't call me sir. Don't call me sir. Say Ralph.
Have a great day, Ralph. Bye now.
Tenga buen día, por usted.
Gracias a Dios.